Fireflies has launched voice agents that run screening interviews, sales discovery, and support calls, reporting more than 40,000 conversations across 2,100 organizations in 97 countries. Recruitment and candidate evaluation systems are high risk under Annex III of the EU AI Act, with obligations deferred to 2 December 2027, though the transparency duty and GDPR apply now. Fireflies has launched AI voice agents that run calls on a company's behalf. They have held more than 40,000 conversations across 2,100 organizations in 97 countries, the company said. The recruiting use is the sharpest of them. A screening call becomes a candidate scorecard, generated the moment the call ends and pushed into the tools a team already uses. One customer has put a number on it. Nearly 300 screenings later, about a third of WebFX's new hires started with a voice agent, its talent acquisition lead said. Fireflies says its own recruiters saved 800 hours this way. The agents run on usage-based credits across all plans and support more than 30 languages. In the EU, that is a regulated category rather than a productivity feature. Annex III of the AI Act classifies recruitment and candidate evaluation systems as high risk. Those obligations were meant to bite last month. The digital omnibus moved them to 2 December 2027, a deferral of 16 months. One duty did not move. Article 50 requires a provider to tell a person they are interacting with an AI system, and it names automated phone systems directly. It applies from 2 August 2026, whatever the risk classification. The disclosure has to arrive at the first interaction, clearly and distinguishably. Data protection law did not move either. Article 22 of the GDPR still governs decisions taken solely by automated means in a market where TNW has reported candidates sending avatars to interviews run by avatars. Fireflies does not claim a machine decides. Its agents pre-qualify candidates and hand a scorecard to a recruiter who makes the call. That distinction is where the argument will happen. TNW has reported an AI-on-AI war rewriting recruitment from both sides of the table. The 97 countries figure is the part worth pausing on. It is a company number, and it does not say how many of those calls involved people in the AU. The deferral moved the paperwork rather than the exposure. The disclosure duty is live now. The high-risk regime lands in December 2027, and TNW has covered tools built to detect hiring discrimination. Get the TNW newsletter. Get the most important tech news in your inbox each week.